Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want the Knicks to win. Don't get me wrong. This court in Toronto is so hideous. I don't know. I cannot watch it. And this, if Seinfeld is out there listening again, this is the exact conversation that got him to call in, because it reminds me of the Kenny Rogers episode of Seinfeld where the bright red light is driving Kramer and then Jerry insane. I can't look at this court. It is so hard to watch the basketball game. It is jarring to your eyes. It is ridiculous. I hate it. Why? I don't understand. Like, it is so obviously, as again, the construction here makes me feel like I'm going to fall through the floor. If I fall through the floor, Mom, I love you. I don't understand. Like, they are fully acknowledging that nobody knows. Like, that's how I view it. It's not that it makes it cool. It's not that it makes it interesting. They are putting up a sign in neon lights that's saying, please take this game more seriously. Please understand the ramifications of this game. I know nobody gives a damn, and I know it doesn't mean a thing, but we're trying to manufacture something. So acknowledge that, because we know you're not checking the schedule and we know you don't give a damn about when these games are taking place. So I'm going to make the court so obnoxious and so ostentatious and so jarring that you have no choice but to recognize that this game's supposed to mean something more. It screams, this thing doesn't matter. So I'm forced to jam it down your throat with an absolutely horrid visual. It drives me absolutely crazy. I can't even look at it.
And you made note of the fact that in Orlando they didn't have it.
I know. It was a pleasure.
And I know that LA isn't using it because it was a faulty court. They actually changed out the wood and there was a problem with the wood that they had.
Really?
And so the Lakers didn't use it. So there are places that are not using it.
Well, I can tell you this. I mean, and this is the whole point. I was confused whether or not that was the game that was the quarterfinals game, because there wasn't this ridiculous court. So, like, this is why they're doing it. Plain and simple. They're doing it so there's no confusion. Hey, take a look. This is supposed to mean something more. Whenever you have to scream from the rooftops that this is important, it's not. Can't take it. Now, let me just talk about something real quick, because obviously there's been a lot of Diaz wanted to go to the Dodgers. And then that leads to the conversation, as the Yankees have done nothing this offseason, and the owner is talking about lowering payroll, and he's talking about the bills he has. And he's even been asked directly about the Los Angeles Dodgers and how they've gone about spending money and whether or not that is feasible or guarantees them championships. And so far they've won two championships with spending this kind of money and everything like that. So, like, and obviously all of the superstars are going there again. This is another year where they've now signed the best closer on the market. And I would just say this. the Dodgers have been a well-run franchise for a while now. They've won a lot of divisions. They went to a lot of championships. They won one in 2020. Prior to that, you had to go back to 1988 for the last time the Dodgers won a championship. But they have been a well-run team for a while. But there is a distinct reason why this has now changed. And there is a distinct reason why they are now the team. Why they are now what everyone describes as the Yankees of the 90s. The Yankees of the 90s didn't do this either. Like, let's be honest, they won. But they built from within. And then, sure, they retained their guys, but they didn't build a super team. Tino Martinez wasn't a super player. Paul O'Neill, as great as he was, and we loved him, wasn't a super player. His contract wasn't through the roof. He's not. Are they Hall of Famers? Like all the players that the Dodgers have? Were they the best of the best? And did they go out and sign every big? I mean, we forget. Chad Curtis was in left field for the championship teams. Ricky LeDay was the big time player for the 98 Yankees. They had to bring up Shane Spencer at the end of the year because they didn't have enough offense. This is even different than that team. The Yankees didn't become that until they stopped winning championships. Let's be honest. When they went out and bought Jason Giambi and then went out and tried to buy everybody. Or before that, when they were spending all that money on the offense with no pitching in the 80s. And had Dave Winfield and Ricky Henderson and Don Mattingly and, you know, that team. And the reason why it is different now than it was before. Because, yeah, they had Freddie Freeman, but they didn't go out. The payroll wasn't through the roof, and they didn't bring in everybody every single year. The Shohei Ohtani contract has changed who the Dodgers are and what they can be. And as much as we don't like it, and as much as you don't want to hear it, Yankee fans, and as much as you don't want to hear it, Met fans, you're not going to be the Dodgers right now because of what that contract affords them to do. Plain and simple. Yes, the Guggenheim family has a ton of money. Ton of money. Billions of dollars. They can do whatever they want. But they didn't prior to this. You know why? Because that contract prints money. It is the greatest $700 million ever spent. And it affords them to be this team that can spend this money. They are paying the back-to-back MVP and arguably greatest player in the league, especially when he pitches. $2 million. That's right. They're paying him $2 million. Two. Right now, they're paying him $2 million. Yes, he counts as $45 million or $46 million on the payroll. And for tax purposes and luxury tax purposes, it's $46 million. So you can argue that that raises their overall payroll over the threshold and they get taxed on that money. Yes. But he signed $70 million a year, and he has pushed 68 of it for a decade. They pay him $2 million. They take the 68 that they're supposed to pay him, and they put him in a fund, and they're making money and interest off of that. So they're literally taking the contract they're supposed to pay him and making money on the interest. Then, in the Japanese market and worldly, he is making them an estimated $70 million a year in extra revenue. $70 million. And he's the greatest recruiter of all time. Everybody from his country wants to go play with him. It affords them to do so much. That has changed who they are. And sure, could Hal Steinbrenner spend more money? Yes. He can't be the Dodgers. And to expect him to be isn't fair. Even Steve Cohen, with all of his money, he doesn't have the ability to print money the way Ohtani allows the Dodgers to do so. It is not feasible for either of these two teams, and you shouldn't expect it. Doesn't mean you can't beat them. Doesn't mean you have to lose Edwin Diaz on a 3-year, $69 million contract to him. But it's hard to keep up with them when they have that ability. It just is. That is the greatest contract in the history of sports. It's not even close. It's not even close. Right? I'm watching the Knicks play right now. He's got a great contract, right? Cap has a great contract for the Knicks. There's no doubt about it. Brunson is playing under a great contract. It's not even close. In a game that doesn't have a salary cap, it's not even close. So, again, today's news, Diaz didn't have to be lost to the Dodgers. Whatever comes next for the Dodgers, other teams could have stepped up and done something. They're not alone, but they are capable of so much more because they are paying the best player in the game $2 million. And they're making interest off the 68, and they're making more in the international market, and they're able to go out and give players who want to be here, like the World Series hero Yamamoto, who didn't consider the Mets, didn't consider the Yankees. He wanted to be a Dodger because Ohtani was there, and they have the money to give him whatever he wants because of Ohtani's contract. Ohtani going to the Dodgers is what changed this. That's what changed this. That's what made them this team. And we'll find out if the rules are going to change, and next year they won't be able to do this, or 2 years from now they won't be able to do this. I don't know. But I do think it's BS that you can, like, for me, you sign a $700 million contract for 7 years. I don't think it's, you can pay him. If Ohtani's willing to take $2 million a year for the next decade and then want his money, I don't think that's a rule that, I have no problem with that rule. I have no problem with paying Ohtani $2 million a year if that's what he wants to do. Players aren't going to do that. Like, he's the only man who's, like, no one else is going to give that kind of bargain to a team. But what can happen is that it only counts as half on the payroll. Like, you sign a player to $700 million for 10 years, that's $70 million a year, that should be on the books. But whatever the case may be, he's the greatest recruiter and the greatest player and the greatest contract in the history of the game.
And it wouldn't change all the revenue coming in that he brings in.
No, it doesn't change the revenue that he brings in. Like, yeah, I mean, that we are talking about, like, you know, again, to me, Paul McCartney is the greatest songwriter, greatest singer, greatest bass player in rock and roll. To me, Shohei Ohtani is the greatest player, the greatest contract, and the greatest recruiter. It's a deadly trifecta. 888-808-1019. Coach in California. What's up, Coach?
Yeah, I'm at the Kerry Seahawk. I'm out here in Berserkly. My sister has a restaurant in California.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like heavenly out here. But I'm an East Rock. We rock, and we're orange and black. I'm kind of liking this court, even though it's giving me a freaking headache. But I'll tell you, you're 100% right. It's kind of disarray. But I'll tell you, we haven't won a championship in 50 years. Maybe we can get this cup as an old school fan. I'll take this.
I'll take it. I'm not going to throw it away, but are you going to be there for banner night when they raise the banner?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm 71. I'm going to be there. It might be my last rodeo with my coffee.
I can't take it. Is that me? I don't even know who that is. Evan?
I got to ask you a question. Who won the trade with the Barrett trade? Did we win this trade quickly and Barrett for OG? Did we win that trade?
Yes. I mean, they certainly didn't lose it. They certainly didn't lose it. OG has been a great player for them. And you could feel his presence the second he comes back. OG has been a great two-way player. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He completely transformed the team once they got him. 100%. I mean, again, did Toronto do okay? RJ Barrett's been good for them. Quickly was injured in the game tonight. Has kind of reemerged this year after dealing with some things. So we'll see. But the Knicks certainly didn't lose it, that's for sure.
OG has the best plus minus on the Knicks this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. He's a great player. I'm more than happy with the result of that trade. Dominic in North Carolina. What's up, Dom?
Yeah, good evening, Chris. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. Listen, I've been on hold for a little while. And really, ever since they played that Jerry Recco sound where Marchand didn't know your name. Mm-hmm. Or couldn't pronounce your name, rather. And I think
did they play it in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Recco, okay. Recco played it, you know, and... Mm-hmm. And I think your problem is your theme song.
My theme song?
Because your theme song. You know how you come on and you always sing Mac and Ice?
Yes.
It doesn't spell out your name.
No.
And you know,
I gotta take it up with Bobby Darin. He should have recognized. Well,
yeah, but you know, there's a very famous song, even older than Bobby Darin, mm-hmm. Irish name, Harrigan, George M. Cohan. And you know, all the people that watch Joe Pepitone and Mickey Mantle and Call You Up, they would know this song. And there's a version of it that would solve your problem.
Okay.
And it goes like this.
Please.
M-C-M-O-N-I-G-L-E spells McMonagall. I'm a Yankee shill who covers spoon in my drool. I was athlete of the year back in my high school.
Oh, look at you.
M-P-M-O-N-I-G-L-E-U-C. I'm moving up in the biz, so you better know that my name is McMonagall.
Yes.
That's me. You're free to use it.
I am free to use it. I don't think I will. Thank you very much. I'm flattered that you spent the time to write a song with my name. People have struggled with it. And it's not about the Mac. You know, that's just an opportunity for me to sing. And I thought Mac is Back was good. It's the McGonagall part. People don't say the second M. They go to G.
McGonagall.
Because it ends in G. And I think, it ends with a gull sound. And so it's and I don't know if there's anything to do with it. Certainly not for Mike. I haven't spoke to him about Harry Potter, but I don't think he's a big Harry Potter guy, would be my guess. There's a Professor McGonagall in Harry Potter. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it's maybe it's a more common version.
You know, Marshawn loves Harry Potter.
Yeah. But yeah, people say McGonagall. I have gotten it my whole life, not just Mike. Mike has kind of made it more famous, but I have gotten McGonagall my entire life. I'm not kidding. You mentioned that I was athlete of the year of my high school. I was. I know I have fun with that, messing around with that. But true story. Yes. Senior Bowl. Senior Bowl, Thanksgiving Day, the year 2000. I was the one representative from my high school, Cary High School, and we played the game at Hofstra. Nassau County Senior Bowl, All-Star Game, whatever you want to call it, but it was called the Senior Bowl. And they introduce every player. You run out to the 50-yard line and then go to your sideline. And the announcer said Chris McGonagall instead of Chris McMonagall.
Oh, who cares?
That's a good point. And my father, who was recording it, and the reason I know this and remember it so well is my father who was recording, we watched the recording later. You see me run out, Chris McGonagall. And then the recording goes dark, and it picks up in the second quarter. And I'm like, well, what happened to the first quarter, Dad? He turned off the camera to go try and find the announcer to tell him he mispronounced the name. He stopped recording the game to try and find the guy who already mispronounced the name. You can't get that moment back. They're not going to reline us up. And we missed, like, the video has, like, the almost the entire first quarter missed because he went to go argue with the PA announcer to tell him he mispronounced the name that he's not going to re-say. And I wasn't a running back or a quarterback. I was an offensive lineman. I suppose I could have got a sack. I didn't play much defense. I played mainly offensive line in that game. I don't know if I played any defense in that game. But they weren't going to announce my name again. I wasn't a running back or a quarterback or a wide receiver. Like, I wasn't going to get my name announced. And I was like, what are you doing? I wanted the film of the game, not you arguing with some guy. But that was my dad. And today actually would have been his 72nd birthday. It's always the 3 days. That was the joke in the family. December 7th is the day that will live in infamy. Obviously, Pearl Harbor Day. December 8th was the assassination of John Lennon, 1980. And then my father's birthday. Terrible things that happened throughout history. That was, you know, the joke. Would have been a 72nd birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. Miss you. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back. Continue to take your phone calls as we got you all the way till midnight on our ride to midnight right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to back to the phone calls. Richard in Manhattan. What's up, Rich?
Chris, I agree with you 100%. The NBA games, I can't even look at them. And I can't watch Boise State, Oregon. Yeah. Chris, I'm an old-timer. I can't even get used to indoor football, dome football. I can't. It's very hard for me.
Really?
I'm too much of a traditionalist. Yeah. All right. The last New Yorker to leave New York, same circumstances as Diaz, to go to L.A. Who?
Daryl Strawberry?
No, a little after him. Joe Torre.
Oh, Joe Torre?
Yeah. They wouldn't give him the money, and they lowballed him, and we were outraged.
Well, that's not actually true. They offered him the money, sort of. They offered him money with incentives, and he felt incentives were an insult.
I'd like to say this to David Stearns.
Yes.
Do you know who the oldest... Well, first of all, would you say Game 7 of a World Series is the most important game of a baseball season?
I mean, yes. Suppose.
Yeah. Okay, I'm starting off slow.
You can't get there without Game 6, but sure.
Okay, do you know who the oldest Game 7 pitcher in the history, the 130-year history of Major League Baseball?
Max Scherzer?
There you go. 27 months before that, Stern said he's too old to pitch for the Mets. Meanwhile, he outdueled the best pitcher, or the MVP of baseball, Shohei Ohtani. He pitched great in that game, 4 2/3.
Yeah, he had a good game. He had a decent start. I'll give it to you.
But
that's
he was
too
old for the Mets.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. He pitched for the Mets in the postseason. He got rocked. I was there that night. He got absolutely annihilated by the Padres. Like, you wanted him to sign... the old man Max. I mean, he had a good game. He wasn't even on the roster to pitch against the Yankees.
I thought he could have helped the Mets. He would have been a number 4, number 5.
I had no interest in re-signing. I would have no interest in bringing back Max Scherzer. Stop it now. I know he had a big Game 7. I get it. He wasn't even on the. They didn't even want him to pitch against the Yankees. Stop. And he had his time with the Mets. He blew it. He couldn't pitch for the Dodgers the year before in the postseason. Then he was terrible for the Mets. He couldn't pitch for the Texas Rangers in the postseason. Like, after the last 5 years of trying, he finally was able to make it to the end of the season after hardly pitching during the regular season and then not being even on the playoff roster in the DS. But yes, he outpitched Ohtani on short rest. They still lost the game, by the way. Nick in Newtown. What's up, Nick?
What's up, C-Mac? How we doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
First time caller of yours. I'm a Giants, Yankees, Knicks guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Knicks, there's red court, man. Oh, you mean the red?
Yeah, I mean, it is red.
Oh, my God.
And I just got an angle from, and then I got an angle from just the top of the court right now near the end zone. The end zone, my God. The goal near the rim.
Right.
It looks like McDonald's with the trophy. It looks like the Golden Arches. It's hideous.
Oh, gee. Yeah, I mean, the Knicks are taking over this game, though. They're starting to out-rebound them.
They should. They're better than Toronto, so they should win this game.
I'm not worried about the Knicks. Like, they should win this game.
Well, I mean, again, what does this game mean? So they don't play in the tournament? I think I'll be able to sleep tonight.
I mean, listen, I'd rather win.
Yes, and agreed.
Get the accolades of winning than losing and having to deal with the trolls. So, but what's it called? Yeah, I just love the fact that the Mets lost Diaz for $3 million. That to me is just, it's a little hysterical. It's just because typical Mets.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and then, you know, obviously the Giants, they give me agita, but. You know, that's why we have our teams.
No, I mean, absolutely. Do you have anything to say on the Mets or anybody at all?
I don't know what the Yankees' plan is. I know that.
No, I know that too. Look, I don't know what the Yankees' plan is either. I think you got to look at this rotation right now. And for the most part, look, I've said, I think they're looking to make some trades. I absolutely think they're looking. I think Brendan Donovan would be a great fit. I think Ketel Marte, if you could play him at third base. You have those numbers on Ketel Marte? Or did you get rid of them?
No, I should have them.
Okay, see if you can bring them up real quick.
Now I got rid of them. Trying to click the link, but I remember the ones. He's only played 11 innings at third base, but he's played a lot of shortstop, a lot of outfield,
okay.
And a lot of second base. So it's not like he's strictly a second baseman.
Right. I could see him play third.
And his numbers against lefties, so meaning batting righty, is actually better than his numbers batting righty.
Against right-handed pitching. He's better right-handed than he is left-handed.
Correct. It's like 366 on base and 324 batting average, batting right-handed.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, he would be a great fit. I would love Ketel Marte. He's on an extremely friendly contract. That would be someone I would look to trade. To me, ideally, I've talked about this a ton, what I would love to do is sign Bellinger and trade both Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez.
And you could probably, if you can, trade Jazz, you can play Ketel Marte at second.
If you trade Jazz, you could play Ketel Marte at second. That is true. I would be open to that, too, considering Jazz is going to be a free agent. Ketel Marte is under control for a little bit on a very good contract. And he is the better player. Ketel Marte is the best second baseman in the sport. I don't want to change positions with I don't love the idea of changing positions with the best. I can play him 1 year at third and then move him back to second next year when they don't bring back Jazz. That's the best version of this team. But I would absolutely look to trade Dominguez. I would look to trade Spencer Jones. I would look to trade some of these young pitching prospects from the depth that they have at the starting rotation. I would look for, if I'm also willing to trade for a young, controllable starting pitcher, there's talking about Mackenzie Gore. I could absolutely see trying to do that because, you know, Rodon apparently was significantly injured by the end. I don't know if it sounds like excuse making, but Joel Sherman was reporting that it really was rough for him by the end. And to be fair, I don't have any reason to be fair to Carlos Rodon. He was better all year long. It was a little bit puzzling how bad he was in the postseason. I mean, I know Max Fried got lit up by Toronto as well, but they were all over everything Carlos Rodon threw in both playoff starts, really. So I'm not surprised to hear that the chip in his shoulder or whatever the issue was getting worse as the season went along. That's why he had the surgery. So now, here's the question. As great as we hear and feel like and look at this Yankee starting rotation and feel good about it, because of all the arms, how much can you really trust the idea of Carlos Rodon coming back, Gerrit Cole coming back, Clark Schmidt coming back, but specifically those two? Do we trust that Carlos Rodon's going to come back and be good the minute he gets back? And they're saying it'd be about a month, maybe even less. Do you trust that? Do you trust Gerrit Cole whenever he comes back in May or June that he's going to step right in and be Gerrit Cole? Like, I do think you want to add a piece to this rotation. I just don't see it being with free agent money. I would just be surprised they want to put more money into a starting rotation that already has three extremely highly priced pitchers in it. I think they're much more likely to go trade for Alcantara or Mackenzie Gore or, you know, a young controllable starting pitcher or maybe just 1 year of Peralta. They just made a trade for Devin Williams last year, and there's talks about them trading for back into the rotation pieces like Trevor McGill. Or like, I think much more involved in the trade market than they are in the free agent market. To me, sign Bellinger, secure up left field, make both Dominguez and Spencer Jones available, and go about adding another piece via either infield and outfield type player like a Brendan Donovan or Ketel Marte. And then add some depth with young starting pitching through the trade market as well. That's what I envision best case scenario for the New York Yankees. Because I don't think they're going to go out and spend big. I don't. And I don't know who else does outside of Jim Bowden, who's talking about how the Yankees are ready to pounce. I don't know. I don't see it at all. Jason in Waterbury. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Chris. What's up, bro? Before I get to my Diaz stuff, which is a disgrace, I'm very sorry about your dad, bro. Very sorry about that,
That's
man.
Okay. It's been a long time now, but thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's horrible, man. I feel for you, bro. Listen, what the Mets did today was as brutal as an organization's moves can be. And this guy Stearns, I can't believe somebody didn't drive him to the airport today to get him the hell out of here, man. I'm telling you, because he's got to get out of here. There's no way this guy can be the GM of this team anymore. And, you know, Steve Cohen, he's worth three times what the Dodgers are worth. Three times what the Dodgers are worth, what the owner of the Dodgers is worth, and this guy lost.
I don't know if they are.
I didn't even get involved.
I don't think he is worth more than the entire Guggenheim family that runs it.
They're only worth eight or nine, which is still a lot. But I mean, to lose out to this team by $4 million, I can't even grasp it, man. And my son came home today from school upset, very upset, crying about this deal, what happened. And you know what? All the money we spend, you know, just you know, let alone the Yankee, you know, to go to the park a lot at Yankee Stadium, to park there. But all the money you spend to go to Citi Field and for them to let Diaz walk out the door for $3 million is an embarrassment. And I refuse to spend any money on Mets or Yankee gear because you know what? These teams got billions of dollars coming in. There's no cash. In baseball, all you have to do is spend money. There's no cap. It's not like the NFL teams were, or the Knicks, where there's a salary cap. You can't go above that salary cap. In baseball, there's no cap. You just spend money and you get the best players in here. And for what the Mets and Yankees charge, that should not be a problem. And what the Mets did today, it makes me not even want to watch them this year. That's how terrible this is, that this guy can let Diaz walk out the door for $4 million mm-hmm. and sign Devin Williams, who was brutal here last year with a 5 ERA, and have this guy in here. I don't even care about Suarez. Diaz should have been the closer of this team. He's the best reliever in baseball since Mariano Rivera. That's how great this guy is. And for them to let him walk out the door and Cohen didn't try to save him at the airport, an embarrassment. I can't even watch. Now they're going to let Alonso walk too? I mean, it's an embarrassment, man. This guy's got to go, bro.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know about he's got to go. We've already had that discussion. I do think that they handled the Diaz thing completely wrong. I just think he handled it completely wrong. He tried to play the I'm going to get him at the best market rate game with a team that doesn't live by the market. Like that's as clear as I can put it. He played a game with the Dodgers and lost. And you could say that he didn't want to come back. I think that's absolute nonsense. I mean, at the end, maybe. But there's no way his entire time with the Mets he's been waiting to go to the Dodgers. Like, I just refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe it. Something happened during the negotiations, and that's their fault. And it's on Diaz, too, but it's their fault. And they should have offered him a fourth year. Like, they should have. I'm sorry. You got to do what you got to do to bring him back. The idea that it was just a $3 million difference is ridiculous. Now, Pete, I don't know. It sounds like, and again, I'm not monitoring the situation. I'm not refreshing Twitter every 2 seconds like I would be if I were home right now with what's going on. But the last thing we heard is that, Pete, they're holding firm to $3 million 3 years. And Kyle Schwarber just got 5, and he's 2 years older. And you heard, you know, we all heard what his agent said, what Scott Boras said. Scott Boras, he just saw an older player get 5 years who does pretty much the same thing. Hit home runs, drive in runs. Pete's as good at that as anybody. It's not like Schwarber's an excellent defender. He's a DH. He strikes out a ton. He hits home runs. He's a three-outcome player. At least Pete gives you a decent, you know, guy at the bag at first base. His arm and range aren't good, but like, and gives you the option to play him at first base. Schwarber has no option to do anything else but DH. He's 2 years older, and he just got a five-year deal from a team that wanted to bring back their guy. I think the fan base is going to go absolutely bonkers if they don't bring him back. Anthony in Queens. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, it's a little too late for the fans going bonkers because we are just nuts.
The fan base seems angry at this. There's no doubt about it.
I'm a diehard Met fan, Mets for Queens, my whole life, and I have to apologize to the Yankee fans all this time going back at it, saying we're the top now, we got Soto, we're there with you, we might be betting you guys. I apologize.
Yeah.
I accept your apology.
I'm not a man who's going to hold it against you. I accept your apology.
I appreciate it. And I am so disgusted. Why couldn't they just offer him the 2 years during the season before he opted out? Wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, I don't see why they couldn't offer him a contract extension. Yeah.
I can't get in his mind, Stearns. What is his thinking? Our bullpen is terrible. We keep seeing these guys that keep throwing, guys coming in and out. I don't even know how many guys we use in the bullpen this year. Guys coming in, they pitch good, they cut them out. This whole season, I'm a diehard Mets fan, and I'm going at it with these Yankee fans all season long, and I am embarrassed. Embarrassed to be a Mets fan, and it is a disgrace. And now what I'm worried about, you know what I'm really worried about right now? Is Stearns. When we have these young prospects, the Tongs of the world, these other kids, I'm worried that he's going to go out and flip these kids for a one-year rental of a Peralta guy or somebody else, and then we're really going to be doomed. We have no future going on.
I mean, the idea is that you don't want to, but do you want to put bad money into a long-term deal for a pitcher who's not worth it? For 1 year of Peralta, I don't know how much you're going to have to move. Yeah, maybe it takes you a Tong. I don't think it would take you Sprout and Tong. It takes you one of those guys and a low-level prospect to get a really good pitcher in there. I would be more willing to do that than give 6 or 7 years to a Michael King who hasn't proved he can stay healthy, or a Framber Valdez who I don't know. I wouldn't give him that long of a deal. I just wouldn't. And you got Scooble coming up next year. That's the guy there's no excuse. The Mets need to sign Scooble, plain and simple. There's no two ways around it. They have to get Scooble next year. Have to. And your point about, look, it is funny to me, or, you know, as a Yankee fan, because last year, and I said it, I think I used the term skipping and frolicking. The Met fans were so quick to say this is the place to be. Everybody wants to come to Queens. They've got the richest owner, the smartest executive. They're rebuilding the farm system. This is where you want to come and win. And within a year, now it happens to be a lot of the callers agree with me, but a lot of the fans on Twitter and different fans I'm talking to in my personal life or whatever, like, they're so quick to say, well, listen, he wanted to go to be a Dodger. He wanted to go be a Dodger. Like, within a year, all of a sudden, it's like, well, what are you going to do? He wanted to be a Dodger. We got to move on. I thought this was the place. That's what I was told as I was being mocked for losing Juan Soto, that this is the place. This is where people want to come and win championships, right here. 183 win season, and suddenly, well, he wanted to be a Dodger. What are you going to do? You can't. It's one or the other. Either the owner messed up, and Stearns messed up, or you're not the destination you thought you were. It's one or the other. 888-808-1019. Quick break. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. We'll come back. Continue to take your calls as we got you all the way till midnight. We'll get into a little bit of some other things. We got 3 minutes to halftime in the Knick game. We got to talk about Philip Rivers, who is coming back to play for the Colts. And what should the Giants do now that they're the number one overall pick? I've talked a lot about wanting to see this young quarterback, and it's important to have him play and win. You can get a haul for that first overall pick, and I'd kind of be a hypocrite if I didn't even at least entertain the idea of tanking for the New York Giants. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is a McGonagall even a McGonagall if he can't sing? I don't know. But we're going to get there. A lot of chamomile, which I don't like. A lot of chamomile and lemon. We got this honey lemon from Lemon honey. Who calls it honey lemon?
Have you tried a medicine ball, what they call?
A medicine ball?
It's a kind of tea.
No, I haven't had a medicine ball. So is that a tea for your throat?
Yeah, it helps me when I'm sick. So it's mint tea or mucus or anything like that. So it's mint tea, mint leaves.
I was going to say, it's minty mucus. It doesn't sound that appealing.
Not peppermint, but the actual like mint. And then peach green tea, because okay, flavor, but it could be any green tea.
Okay.
And then lemon juice and honey.
Really? Yeah, I mean, that's about what I'm doing, I suppose.
But tastes better. That tastes really good.
Yeah. Yeah, chamomile's all right, but I've been having chamomile tea, and we had this lemon-flavored honey that we got from Sicily that I've been using, and it's good, but it's more lemon than honey. It's very lemony. Lemons are like big there in Sicily.
So add sugar.
I do a little bit. Yeah, I do.
Then it's like lemonade.
Yeah, I'm just not the biggest fan of tea in general. It's all right. I'm much more of a coffee guy, but. There's only so much coffee you can drink. 888-808-1019, but the throat will get there.
And isn't the acid worse for the throat if you're drinking that much coffee also?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. But again, it's not like I even have a sore throat. I had a sore throat. I think I overdid it one of the five-hour shows where the voice just kind of went. I've developed a little bit of a cough, and I just think every time I coughed, it irritated the throat. It's not like I have a sore throat necessarily. It doesn't hurt when I swallow or anything like that. I can see him going to save it right now.
And he'll have it by the morning.
I'm sure he will. 888-808-1019. Let's go to, before we get to football and a little bit of basketball, the last couple hours of the show, the Met fans are still going strong here on the phones. Bobby in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Write a song. Go to the doctor. Get a steroid. I had it. You know, it'll clear right up in a couple of days.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not a doctor. I feel like anyway, let me speak of coughing. You know, they just gave just eliminated all the Dodgers' only weakness, which is incredible. You know, that, I mean, the bullpen, that was it, with Gates and Tanner being busts. The Dodgers, if they stay healthy, are probably the favorite to be three-peat. But I know they almost lost Toronto, blah, 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 but still. Anyway, let me get to Williams and the Jets, please, quickly. Mm-hmm. I don't think I spoke to you, Ish. It was a Chris. I apologize. But I didn't want Williams to be a Yankee fan because he just gave a home run to Alonso. I know the guy was telling me, I don't know if you or someone, that, oh, Mary Rivera did it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but the guy wasn't Mario Rivera, and I was very worried about how he responded. And he responded horribly. He had a horrible year as a closer. And this Brewer lover who gave Montez 2 years, and he's not even going to pitch this year, yeah. And Williams 3 years?
Cut, yeah.
I mean, he knew he was going to be the closer. That's why he knew. I knew when they signed Williams years to be the closer. I knew it, that they were not going to sign Diaz, especially when he's talking about, you know, spending money, blah, 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 on pitching. And, you know, I just don't understand it. Now, who are they going to get for the closer? This guy's going to be a closer for 3 years? I mean, it could be a little Montas. I could just see it coming. But anyway, let me get to the Jets.
I get that. I think you could look at it now and say it's obvious that they felt like they needed to make sure they had a closer-type pitcher because they could see this coming in some way. I still think they wanted both. I can't imagine this was like, hey, we're going to do this, and then we're going to kind of pseudo offer a contract to Diaz, knowing we have no intention of signing him. Like, I still think they wanted both. This was kind of insurance at a very high level.
But I thought the fourth year was a given from reports saying he wanted a fifth year.
I was shocked. When it was 3 to the Dodgers, I was shocked. I was shocked that the Mets didn't give him 4 years. I thought the battle was 4. I thought the Mets were at 4, and he was at 5. Like, that was the report. I'm shocked.
Let me get to the Jets quick. I know the other calls.
Yeah.
Now, the Jets every year, freaking year, you know, since 2015, you know, they're out of it by Halloween, just like the Giants for that Jones year. But with the Jets, they win a couple games at the end of the year, and they fall down the draft. Now, if they do that again, would you trade? Now, the only team that doesn't need that needs a quarterback that stuck are the Raiders. You know, all these teams have young quarterbacks. They're not going to draft a quarterback. Would you trade up if it's not the Raiders?
Would I? Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Jets, yes. If I think Mendoza, and that's part of my feeling with the Giants having the number one pick. I mean, it's tough. I hate this. I hate the position, and I'll do it in the next hour. I am so mad at the New York Giants. I am so pissed off that they're putting me in this position. Jet fans should feel it too, because let's be honest, Jet fans, play cook and lose the games. I don't know what else. The idea that you think there's a better plan than that, you're crazy, especially if you like Mendoza. Like, forget this crap. Look what happened. I was talking about it Monday morning. You want to tell me that game against Atlanta meant something, that you're building something? You expect momentum to last through the next year? It doesn't last to the next week. They didn't show up against the Dolphins, a divisional opponent. You think that winning these games somehow impact next year? Are you insane? Like, I don't understand this. Well, at some point, you got to learn how to win. No, not at the end of a dead season. Not after you traded away 2 of your best defensive players. Not when you're playing an aging veteran who can't stay healthy at the quarterback position and you end up going to a non-drafted rookie. Sorry, there is no building process. Nothing's going to happen this year that impacts next year. Nothing. It's over. It's dead. After 0-7, none of it matters. Play the kid, lose the games, put yourself in the best position to get a quarterback. Bottom line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.